Eddie Chavez. Ruben Nava. And Jesse Romero. Jesus 911.
Jesus 911, Virgin Most Powerful Radio. My name's Ruben Nava. My partner, Jess Romero. We are a two-man car, two retired LA County deputy sheriffs who love Jesus, love his church, love to share the truths of our faith and what Jesus spoke of. And I want to say good morning to you, Jess.
Hey, reporting for duty, sir. I'm 10-8, and we're ready to give some good Catholic briefing, some Catholic intel, so that the troops out there can throw this stuff in their war bag, go out there, hit the streets, and evangelize, and save souls.
Hey, Jess, one of my Catholic brothers and a good follower of the show, and he promotes our show wherever he goes. You know, both this show and actually all the shows on Virgin Most Powerful. So, kudos to him, George. Thank you. He sent me an article, and we're going to talk about it today. It's called "The Starbucks Stop Here," and you know, if I was a little lukewarm on abandoning my love for coffee at Starbucks, well, I'm done. I'm going to tell you right now that, you know, I'm not frequenting that venue anymore, and I like to encourage our listeners to do the same.
And Ruben, I stopped years ago, by the way.
Yeah,
I stopped drinking Starbucks years ago because these guys, they use all their influence and their money for anti-Christian causes. And so I was done with Starbucks probably about 5 years ago. I'd rather have coffee fits than to have a Starbucks coffee. Yeah. These guys are in bed with the culture of death.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, personally, guy, I prefer coffee bean anyway, but you're right. They've been anti-police, right? We've seen all kinds of stories.
Here in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And my backyard.
Is that the place where they put the pig on the cup? And
it was here.
My goodness. You know, New York, the same thing. There's a lot of places where they have really undermined the authority of law enforcement. But
yeah, they've also said, Ruben, that if you don't believe in homosexual marriage, we don't want your business. So they've put it out there. They're not hiding their feelings. And for anybody who follows Christ, once somebody puts that out there, I don't care how good their product is. At that point, it should be, you know what, I'm done with them.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, Jess. And now they're using something, it's hashtag what's your name as its call sign. They're promoting transgenderism. And this is affecting our children, the lives of so many people. We've talked about that issue before on our show. A lot of these children.
And it's not going away, Ruben. No. All these sexual perversion issues, this all comes from the diabolical. This all has the fingerprints of Satan. They're not going away, and there's only one reason for this: to cause a diabolical disorientation, to use the words of Sister Lucia, and ultimately to get people to live in a state of mortal sin, die, and go to hell. Why? I'll tell you what's the benefit of going to hell for demons. Demons are going to be the ones that are going to be the torturers in hell, and human souls are going to be the tortured. The demons are going to be the dominators. The souls in hell are going to be the dominatrix. And so this is why they want to get you to live in mortal sin and die, because they're going to torment you forever in hell.
That's right. That's right, Jess. And so we're going to play a clip from a mother by the name of Lynn Meager. And she, you know, seriously considered killing herself after two of her daughters had the surgeries to try to change their sex from female to male. So they're living as boys, as men. And just to hear it, she goes all around the country now, by the way, speaking
praise
about
God.
This, you know, and it was a conference. And if anyone wants to hear the whole thing, it's very good. Cause it has also Dr. Andre Van Moore, who speaks about this issue, and another person, an actual transgender who lived 10 years as a trans male. And she's a Christian, and she teaches in church, and she's trying to help people make the same avoid the same mistake she made. So if you go to our link, you'll find it. the article, and you can scroll down to find and listen to the video. It's about a 35-minute video, but we're going to play a 2-minute clip of Lynn Meager speaking about what she went through as a mother. So, Mr. Engineer,
play the clip.
This is
okay. We're waiting for the clip.
Yeah, this is Lynn. Hold on. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she, you know, so it, you know, the article says that she was desperate and tormented, and she was out of options. She went to see a therapist. You know. Okay. So here it goes. You know, the article says that she was desperate.
After
and tormented,
my story was published
and she was out of
in the
options.
Christian
she
Post,
went to see
I began
a
hearing from
you know?
Parents all over the world.
Okay.
The stories
so here
are remarkably similar and devastating. Loving, caring parents are watching helplessly as their children's lives are suddenly and dramatically transformed from dreams to nightmares. There is nowhere to turn. As teachers and doctors and therapists have a one-size-fits-all agenda for any young person who declares that they want to be a different gender, no questions are allowed. It is full steam ahead to the gender clinic for hormones, a breast binder, surgery, and a new name and identity. And I'm going to tell you that not one of these parents have told me about their child who is happy and suddenly thriving into a new and confident self. These kids are struggling, just like mine. Their lives become all about being trans. College and career and life plans are put on hold, sometimes indefinitely. And these kids are incredibly fragile. They don't know who they are anymore. Every word, every expression, every action of their parents and everyone else around them is interpreted and examined as their identity somehow depends on the acceptance and affirmation of the world around them. And everyone is required to say and believe only things that affirm their new gender. Any other issues they are experiencing are swept under the carpet. Most of them are suffering from anxiety, depression, social struggles, body anxiety, and a lot of them are on the autism spectrum. But parents' concerns about these significant issues are routinely dismissed. And we're hearing more and more stories of these sisters. Young people have gone through transition, and after a few years, they've come to deeply regret these decisions. And these young people would carry the scars of the gender industry for the rest of their lives. They are young women with broken voices, permanent body and facial hair, male pattern baldness, scarred and flat chests, sterility, atrophy and permanent damage of their reproductive organs, their arms forever damaged, scarred, and weakened from radial phalloplasty surgery. Look it up. It's sad. Mutilated genitalia, loss of sexual function, increased risk of heart disease, bone loss, and overwhelming psychological trauma.
That's good, Mr. Engineer. Yeah, so, you know, she feels like she's lost two daughters, and they want nothing to do with her because she's not accepting of what they did and mutilated their bodies and the sin that was caused. You know, Jess, we got to remember that God doesn't make mistakes, and you know, He's assigned our gender, and you know, you'll hear things like. In the beginning of the clip, we didn't play this part. She says that she's told all the time, you should be proud of your son for finding his true self. Things like, wouldn't you want a live son rather than a dead daughter? You know, or I'm sure if you work a little harder, you can use those current pronouns. And then they'll say something like, don't ever call him that name again. That's his dead name. You know, so. These are the struggles that these mothers go through, and you don't often hear about the people that go through those, that they are, you know, everything's fine and dandy, everything is great now that they've found their true self. That just doesn't happen, Jesse. And but the media won't play that for us, because the media is in bed with these deranged people.
You know, Ruben, I'll tell you. From a Catholic point of view, our body's a temple of the Holy Spirit. Okay? 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, here's what it says. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God. You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Close quote. God does not make mistakes. God does not make junk. As Catholics, we have a healthy respect for the human body because Jesus Christ not only died on the cross for our souls, but also to raise our bodies up one day again. And I'll tell you what determines somebody's gender. It's not your feelings. It's not what you believe about yourself from one morning to the next. It's not even genitalia, and it's not hormones. No. What determines your gender is chromosomes. Yep. Females have double X. Males have XY. And when do they come at play? At birth? Nope. At conception. And so only God determines gender because God is the one that assigns the chromosomes. We can't change our gender no matter what we do with our body. Those are fake surgeries. There is no way to do that no matter what you say, no matter what we feel, or no matter what doctors do to your body. The whole transgender philosophy, it's a lifestyle that's based on deception, which comes from Satan. It's a lifestyle based on lies, which comes from Satan. And this whole transgender is a demonic attack on the beauty of the human body, of human life. And I feel bad for these victims because they're falling into these false perceptions of their own identity. And only a relationship with God will give them what I would call the proper reordering of their mental faculties to realize who they are in Christ. Ruben?
Amen. Yeah, we'll be right back. We'll continue with this article when we come back.
This is Terry Barber with the Terry and Jesse Show. I'm here with Gil Olivetti. He is the president of the Catholic Men's Fellowship of California. Gil, we got a men's conference coming up.
I appreciate you having me on, Terry, to share about our Rise Up, O Men of God, the Church for You Does Wait Super Saturday Conference, and it's Saturday, March 28th in Covina at Sacred Heart Catholic Church, 344 West Workman Street in Covina, California.
Who are the speakers?
We have some great speakers lined up. We have Steve Ruta, former captain of the LA Fire Department. He's dynamic. Mm-hmm. He's energetic. He will really keep the conference moving. We have Monsignor Tim Nichols, the pastor from St. John Vianney's.
Oh, yeah,
he's dynamic. Mark McElrath, Father Darren Merlino, a trained exorcist. Charlie Eshelman, a past Navy SEAL. We have Deacon Omar Uriati, who is from our parish, St. Louis de Marillac, and Father Joseph Shea.
And I'll be there myself, giving a little plug for Virgin Most Powerful.
You can reach us at catholicmen.org. Tickets are on sale there. Just follow the link. Tickets are on sale at eventbrite.com. Just be sure to get your tickets now till the 31st for $35 and $45 after that till the day of the conference.
Sign up for this men's conference. Call Gil at 626-841-9090.
I'll be sure to answer your call and give you all the information you need for the Rise Up, O Men of God, for you, the Church Does Wait conference. Thank you, Terry. Appreciate your help.
God bless you.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow! That's 80%! RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, we are back talking about the Starbucks stop here. We're going to avoid Starbucks, and we're talking about this transgender issue that they're trying to promote. And they're trying to inflict pain in as many people as possible. That's this large... a powerful coffee chain. They've launched a campaign to actively push kids into sex changes that damage them for life. And they're using this hashtag, what's your name, as its call sign. Hashtag, what's your name? Starbucks started placing ads in the UK featuring a young girl dressed like a boy who wants the barista to write James on her cup, you know, taking a customer's name, writing it on a cup and calling it out as a symbol of our warm welcome, Starbucks says. So this isn't just the welcome customers are supporting. The mega chain has a much more serious agenda, donating piles of money to trap kids into the lifestyle of pain and suffering. In addition to the ad campaign, Starbucks states it is partnering with Mermaids, an activist group for supporting trans and gender diverse children. Transgender children, the website says, deserve the freedom and confidence to explore their gender identity wherever their journey takes them, free from fear, isolation, and discrimination. The goal? For Starbucks to raise at least 100,000 euros for the cause. You know, so this is really bad. But it's not a surprise. Starbucks' agenda, it's not a surprise. The liberal business has never truly cared about kids, not after spending thousands of dollars helping Planned Parenthood abort them or working to deprive them of a married man, a mom and dad. And yet, despite all this, plenty of Christians will still rationalize turning their cars into the first drive-through sign they see. We're uncomfortable with boycotts, they'll say, but surely we're all more uncomfortable funding a war against innocent children. So try clicking through these stories, and you'll see, is the coffee really so good that you're willing to give a portion of every cup to promote this self-destruction? Ask yourself when you read this plea from a mom, or you listen to the video that the clip that we played for you, whose family will never be the same. It's not an exploration, Jesse. Once they make these changes, man, they're permanent. There's no going back.
Ruben, and the last part of this article, you know, you hear about all these agonizing parents that see that their kids' lives are changed forever, mm-hmm. and the kids are living a life of confusion and what I would call diabolical disorientation. Look at what the last article says here. This is the cash value of the whole article. Here it says, quote, "Once we have cut that beautiful body, when the voice is permanently broken, the beard is there for good, the breasts are gone, what happens if the body was never wrong to start with? What will you tell the daughters that realize too late that they have destroyed their ability to bear children or to nurse them? When they find that their wounds had other causes, other origins, and required other treatments, I plead with you to hear the parents and the many stories of young people who have changed their minds after medical transition. This is not healthcare. This is a medical experiment. This is not life-saving care. These are criminal actions, and it must be stopped. You can help. Contact Starbucks. There's a link on this article. If you go to vmpr.org, you can get the article. You can go to my website, jesseromero.com. The article is called "The Starbucks Stop Here." The Starbucks Stop Here. This company is off the rails. They're fully in bed with the culture of death. They're hurting our children. They are promoting complete propaganda. And if you can help by contacting Starbucks, going to the link on the article, and ask them to stop contributing to the agendas that permanently scar children, and listen to the testimony of all the parents in the article, one after another, read them or listen to them, and you will weep. Ruben, I'll tell you, there's other articles that you can look on the internet in the search engine. The suicide rate of people that are transgender is through the roof.
Right.
I believe they have the highest suicide rate right now of any sociological group in the country.
Right.
And the former chief psychiatrist, Dr. Paul McHugh from John Hopkins University, he says this, and by the way, he lost his job because of this. This was one of the most highly respected psychiatrists on an Ivy League education, Ivy League hospital. He was fired. Why? Because he said this, quote, "A person changing the sex he or she was born with is biologically impossible." Mm-hmm. Dr. McHugh went on to declare that LGBT advocates who encourage gender-confused individuals to have sexual reassignment surgery are guiding them down the path to suffer from mental illness and quite possibly suicide. He's got 30 years of research to back up what he said. And Dr. Paul McHugh of Johns Hopkins, he says also, biological sex is unchangeable.
Right.
Those who undergo sex reassignment surgery merely become feminized men or masculinized women.
Mm. Yeah.
And let me tell you what a couple of popes have said about this. Pope Francis has said three different times, I'm looking here, he's criticized on three occasions the fluid notions of transgenderism. Here's one of his statements he made in last year. Quote, gender theory is an error of the human mind that leads to so much confusion. Pope Benedict, he's also condemned gender theory. He says, quote, gender theory is a profound falsehood since it denies the male and female sex as a given element of nature. So according to Pope Benedict, he said, instead of acknowledging that God created people male and female, gender theory posits the existence of sexual social constructions that people can decide to conform to or not as to who they are.
Yeah, Jess, you know, the liberals, the lefties, they try to make transgender rights as human rights, you know. And, you know, there was New York City, the Human Rights Commission claimed there were 31 distinct genders. But, you know, Jess, last time I checked, when people go in for sex realignment surgery, they got two options, male or female, but yet they've got all these different genders. I don't get it. Then there's also a teacher in Virginia who was fired for refusing to use a nonsensical pronoun to identify a student's preferred transgender. A New Jersey mother was powerless to stop a university clinic from prescribing life-altering procedures for her daughter, now identifying as a transgender. And there's a doctor on this video, Dr. Andre Van Mol, and he goes on to say that, you know, the talking about the brain, he says the prefrontal cortex frontal lobe doesn't fully develop until 23 to 25 years, and that's the brain's judgment and inhibition center. And the amygdala is the primary emotional center, and it's not mature in a teen either, nor its connection to the frontal lobe. It's fully developed. So kids think that, but tend to think emotionally and can't project the long-term effects. And so this gender, it's an engineered term, you know, it's linguistics leveraged against biology. Nouns have gender, people have a sex, he says, you know, and as it's used, it's subjective, it's fluid, it's self-declared. You know, I don't know how many genders they say there is now. I mean, I think it's, last time I checked, it's over 50. And
Ruben, it's important what you just said right there, the fact that the prefrontal cortex, that's for reason and logic. And deduction, that's the way you deduce things, and you have your rational thoughts come from the prefrontal cortex. I think I got a pretty good prefrontal cortex. I boxed for 10 years and I had a good defense, Ruben.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get hit much. That's why I'm not slurring my speech like Rocky Balboa right now, because I protected that prefrontal cortex. But the point that I'm making is that that's debatable. Some people are saying that's debatable, yeah. Jess.
How's your nose, Jess? Can you get flat?
Oh, that thing was smashed, dude. The point that I'm making is that this is why the culture of death, fueled by this diabolical disorientation, which comes from Satan, this is why they're targeting young people who think more emotionally up until they hit their early 20s, till rational thought starts kicking in. For example, you know, my 29-year-old son just told me the other day, and I've been waiting, praying for this. He goes, Dad, I'm starting to listen to conservative talk radio. Dad, I'm starting to listen to this guy and that guy. And Dad, I'm starting to listen to reading this website. That I'm like, finally, you're in your late 20s. I've been telling you all my life about putting the right stuff between your ears. Mm-hmm. And finally, it's starting to make sense to him. He goes, Dad, did you hear what this guy said? Dad, did you hear what this guy? And so now it's exciting to see that at 28, 29, his prefrontal cortex kicked in. You know, he's not thinking of that, you know, following emotions no more like he did most of his life, though I kept pounding him with reason. But that's what happens, Ruben. They're picking on a class of young people that they know don't think rationally yet, and they just say, you know, you are whatever you think you are.
Yeah.
And young people say, okay, I'm a girl or I'm a boy, and have at it.
You know,
this is, again, you know what this is, Ruben? This is the transgender movement. It's tyrannical.
Yeah.
If you oppose them, you get sent to the principal's office.
Right.
To me, this is mental child abuse.
Yes, it is. Hey, Jess, the CDC reported a full 2% of all high school kids now identify as trans. And, you know, there's a word that the doctor speaks about is prevalence. He says, according to the DSM-5 of the American Psychiatric Journal of Males, the gender dysphoria is 0.005% to 0.014%. And it's in females, it's 0.002% to 0.003%. So he says it's infinitesimal, yet we're told somewhere around 2% of America's youth identifies as maybe as I'm trans. Something's changed, he says, and it can't be biology or genetics. This is a psychological issue, and our nation is going right along with it and allowing this to happen. This, like you said, it's child abuse, Jesse, because these kids don't know better. They don't know any better, and the adults are not helping them. They're pushing them towards that. You see actors, a basketball player, Dwayne Wade, his young boy, he's fully changed. He's got to be only like 13, 14 years old. Another, Angelina Jolie's letting her young child, dress like a boy and more than likely going to have them put her on therapy or hormones.
And I'll tell you why this happened. These are people, the rich and the famous, most of them, not all of them, most of them have a poorly formed moral conscience. They don't have the ability to discern clean from unclean, right from wrong. And just because they're popular and they know how to make a lot of money does not mean that they have rational thoughts based on the word of God. In fact, most of them don't.
Right.
And all this confusion, Ruben, this doesn't come from God. This type of confusion, without a doubt, is diabolical. Why do I say that? The Bible is very clear that God is not a God of confusion. In fact, I'm grabbing it right here in the Bible. 1 Corinthians 14:33. For God is not a God of confusion. In other words, God's not going to be projecting thoughts in your mind saying to a boy, you're a girl, you're a girl, you're a girl, you're a girl. Right. Change your sex. Go to sex. God's not going to do that. But you know who will do that? A demon will. That's called demonic thought projection. Demons will put these thoughts in your mind, Tell a boy, you're a girl, you're a girl, you're a girl, over and over in a loop, and break you down, especially if you don't have a faith component to fight back. Ruben, once again, I'm going back. This is child abuse, and these people behind this industry, they're going to pay for it on Judgment Day They don't repent.
So you heard it here. Avoid Starbucks at all costs. They're pushing this agenda on our children. We'll be right back. We're going to switch gears. You're going to want to stay and hear this next one. Good stuff.
This is Matthew Arnold for Virgin Most Powerful Radio. This March, VMPR, in association with the Catholic Resource Center, will be hosting a special conference for the Adoramus Society. Adoramus at the Triduum, a conference on the spirituality of the Triduum liturgies, featuring speakers Father Joseph Fessio, Dr. Anthony Lillis, and Christopher Carstens, addressing such topics as developing a liturgical spirituality, the spirituality of Holy Thursday, the spirituality of Good Friday, and the spirituality of the Paschal Vigil and Easter season. It all takes place March 14th, 2020, at the historic Sacred Heart Chapel at 381 West Center Street, Covina, California, 91723. You can register online at vmpr.org or call now at 877-526-2151 to reserve your seat today for Adoramus at the Triduum.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And here's an easy way to support us by going to smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center or Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And when you log in your Amazon account and you purchase products, a portion of it will go right back in supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And it doesn't cost you a dime. I want to thank you ahead of time because that supports us year-round. May God bless you and your family.
Oh.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow! That's 80%! RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, where iron sharpens iron and one man sharpens another. We are talking about a new article. Why does Francis partner with Jeffrey Sachs?
Let me mention one thing before you get into it, Ruben.
Yeah.
Topics like this break my heart and break Ruben's heart. I'll tell you why. Because we love the church.
Absolutely.
So this is where we know where we're coming from. We're not coming from like political wonks. We're coming as two men that love the church, love the papacy, love this pope. And when we see things like this that don't make sense to a rational thinking Catholic, we have to discuss it. And we have to, as the Catechism says, respectfully ask questions. Why is this happening? Ruben, I just want to lay the groundwork because we're coming at this from a position of charity from our heart.
Right.
Go ahead, Ruben.
That's a good point, Jess. Yeah, because, many of us get slammed because, oh, you're just, you know, a conservative.
You're critical of the Pope. No.
Conservative, and you just don't, yeah.
You're a political wonk. No.
Stirring the pot and all that
we're
stuff.
We're faithful Catholics.
Yes.
That's our position where we're coming from. Ruben, let me just mention one thing. Here's what concerns me, then we'll get into the article.
Okay.
A guy by the name of Jeffrey Sachs is a consultant to the Vatican, is a consultant to Pope Francis. That concerns me. Why? Because Jeffrey Sachs is also a consultant to Bernie Sanders, mm-hmm. who is the communist running for political office. In fact, socialism is communism light, okay? Jeffrey Sachs is an American economist. He's an academic. He's a public policy analyst. He's a former director of the Earth Institute at Columbia University. He's known as the world's leading expert on economic development and the fight against poverty. Again, he's an advisor to Bernie Sanders and Pope Francis.
And the United Nations.
And the UN. That's right. Now, he's the one, in fact, it's admitted that he's the one, Sachs, through his work with the Pontifical Academy of Science, Jeffrey Sachs was the critical player in helping craft the papal encyclical in 2015 called Laudato Si.
Wow.
This is an encyclical calling for a greater care for creation. And today, he's the leading champion of this document around the world. Mm. And through this document, Jeffrey Sachs is trying to push, again, for more abortion and contraception, reduction in family size. And he's using Laudato Si. He's to be an outspoken proponent of legalized abortion and to control the population. The document Laudato Si, Jeffrey Sachs, he actually admits, he says, this papal document, it opens the path to a revolution of ideas to bring about needed changes. And in case you don't know what Laudato Si, it was written by Pope Francis. It's on the environment. It's actually called Praise Be to You, Laudato Si. It's on care for our common home. And the problem is, Ruben, is that the left has taken this document as their reason to promote socialism and to promote all these ecological causes. And they're trying to insert themselves into the Catholic Church because they know that the Catholic Church is the greatest force on planet Earth for change, for any change, both bad or good. And so they're taking advantage because they know that the Catholic Church has a huge footprint on worldviews, on ideology. And so they're trying to take this document, these agents of the left, And they're trying to use the church by being advisors to the church to promote this climate change, this global warming, and all these things that they believe are going to be, you know, are going to assure that that we move towards the more socialism, Marxist worldview.
Yeah, Jess. I don't believe in global warming, and I know you don't either. And
no, it's not settled science. I don't believe in stuff that's not settled science. That's your opinion.
It's just a way of bringing in more money to use it for their own causes, right?
Follow the money.
And that's exactly what it is. They're putting a lot of money away for this, and you don't know where the money's going. It's not going to research anyway. But this guy Sachs is a Jew, Jewish male, Jewish man,
a non-practicing Jew.
Yeah, there you go. So
I've heard. Yeah.
So more like an atheist, you know.
Yes.
He goes in there and he speaks to these bishops and on the video that's attached to this article on our link.
And he's slamming the president, Ruben.
Yeah.
He's making attacks against America in front of another country, because the Vatican's a country.
Yeah, I think it's treasonous, you know, to be calling out our country for what they're doing, what the president is doing. Like, he single-handedly is trying to change the world because of their views. Like, if their views are absolutely written in stone, you know, that this is the only way to go. I mean, the progressives are the ones that are changing things, yet they look at the conservatives and say, hey, you guys are trying to change things. Well, yeah, we're trying to maintain what we had and bring back Christendom, you know?
Well, Terry Rubin, that's the word. That's what the word conservative means. When you look at it, the definition is those who want to preserve the tradition. What is the tradition of conservative thought? I'll give you some. One nation under God. I'll give you another one. A man and a woman being married together. I'll give you another one. No abortion, no killing babies. I'll give you another one. Don't kill old people, euthanasia. See, that's conservatism. It's you want to conserve the time-honored traditions that made a country great. Now, we don't want to conserve everything about the past. Slavery, that was given to us by the Democrats. We certainly don't want to conserve slavery. That was an evil tradition. But those traditions that come from a Judeo-Christian understanding, we would call those time-honored traditions. That's what we want to conserve. Progressives, they want to change things. Yeah. They think that morality and family and all these moral structures can become better through progressive thought. I'm sorry, they can't. These things are fixed in stone.
Yeah. Hey, Jesse, I want my Pope to be talking to me about the last four things. You know, if the global warming is gonna burn up this earth, you know, and if it's gonna come to an end, then I want a Pope that's gonna be telling me how am I gonna get to heaven, not creating heaven on earth. I want to know how I am gonna be able to make it to heaven. Talk to me about the last four things, the things that you're supposed to be trained to do, instead of focusing on getting straws out of the ocean and climate change. You know, climate change and straws in the ocean are not the purview of popes. You know, popes need to work on a spiritual state of the church, not carbon offsets. You know, Michael Matt is known to say that. And
yeah, he made some good. He's got a good video on this, Ruben. It's outstanding. I watched it.
Good
like
point.
28 minutes.
I saw it too. It's wonderful. He says so. You know, it's another good point he makes is that the masthead of the Wanderer, you know, he's the guy who's come up with the Wanderer, the Remnant.
Has, I think his father did. His father, his grandfather.
Yeah, and that's right. And now he comes
from that family.
Yeah. He says that Pius the 11th, you know, he says, you cannot be at the same time both a socialist and a good Catholic. So why would Francis partner with Jeffrey Sachs? He says, I'll turn on the moderation. Okay, so. If you hear the video, you're going to see a lot of good takes on what's going on, why Sachs is in there talking to these bishops and popes, and it's crazy, but it's all wrapped up.
A lot of
up.
Our clergy, Ruben, has lost their supernatural faith. They have a natural faith. They have a natural outlook on the world. They have a natural outlook on life. They have lost their supernatural eschatology, death, judgment, heaven, hell, the new heavens, the new earth, all that's gone out the window. Now they've bought into this Marxist socialist world of the view that we can make the world better by our human efforts. That's what this is all about. This is sad. We got to pray for our church. It breaks my heart.
That's right, Jesse. And all you have to do is look at who's the people in politics that are supporting the way that the Catholic Church and what they're doing, like Biden. You know, Biden, he's a big advocate of the Pope. Pelosi.
That encyclical, Laudate Si.
Yeah.
They're all touting that encyclical, Ruben. All the guys, you name them. Name the players.
Yeah,
they're all saying
Pelosi,
this is the greatest teaching of a Pope.
Hillary Clinton. You know, so when you look at who's supporting him, that has to give you pause and say, like, wow, you know, you're not hearing... You're not hearing any conservative voices that are saying, hey,
that are pro-life, pro-traditional marriage. No,
no. And all they're doing is they're bashing the conservative, you know, bishops like Cardinal Burke, you know, because of the positions that they take, that, you know, Athanasius Snyder, they're taking positions that are opposing this pontificate because it's not in our I don't know. I just it really upsets me.
It upsets you because you're in love with the church. That's why. The church is our mother. Mater Ecclesia. We love our church.
Absolutely. So, well, we're gonna continue.
Let me mention something. Let me jump in.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, let me give you a couple of Bible references why I'm not worried about global warming. First of all, it's unsettled science. It's, in my opinion, it's fake science. Okay? And watch, I'm going to be justified in 10, 20 years. They're going to say, all this was a ruse. It was... And I'm going to be saying, I told you so. I'll be 70 or 80. I'll say, I told you. I knew this in my 50s. This is bogus science, okay? Number one. And I'm going to put my reputation out there. Number two, I'll tell you why I'm not worried about, oh, no, the world is going to end. Jesus Christ tells us in Matthew chapter 6, you can read it yourself. I'll give you the salient passages. He says, you know what? Don't worry about tomorrow, okay? From Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to the end, he's saying, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't be anxious about tomorrow. Tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day. You know, God is your father. Doesn't God, you know, it says even Solomon in all his glory, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow's thrown into the oven, will he not clothe you even more? In other words, Jesus is saying, don't worry about tomorrow. God's got it. Worry about today. All these people that are buying into Jeffrey Sachs' view of the world, they're like, oh no, in 10, 20 years. Jesus says, don't worry about 10, 20 years. Worry about right now. Don't worry about the pollution outside in your city. Worry about the pollution in your soul. Outside in your city won't take you to hell. The pollution in your soul, mortal sin, will take you to hell. Worry about today.
Reach it,
meltdown.
Jess.
Drop the mic.
We finally did it. We have a Catholic Mental Health Conference on April 25th, 2020, here at the Sacred Heart Chapel with Dr. Luis Sandoval. He's going to be speaking on the basics of mental illness versus what we consider normal. Number one, he's going to go on the basics of mental illness versus what we consider normal. Second hour, depression, anxiety versus oppression and obsession. The third hour, bipolar disorders. Oh my gosh, infestation and possession. He's going to talk on mental health with the spiritual aspect. Number four, talk will be on drug use, altered mental status versus demonic influence. I want to hear that talk. I hope you do too. Go to virginmostpowerfulradio.org or call us at 877-526-2151. The date is April 25th, 2020. Be there by calling 877-526-2151. God bless you.
In 1 Corinthians 13:13, St. Paul says, so there abide faith, hope, and love, these three. According to St. Ignatius of Antioch, faith is the beginning and love is the end. And God is the two of them brought into unity. Then comes everything else that makes up a Christian. May God grant that we may attain all the virtues that make for authentic followers of His Son.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow! That's 80%! RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Jesus 911, two-man car, 10-8, and we're open for calls.
10-8 for Jesus.
That's right. If you have any calls, I want to talk about the subject. It's 888-526-2151. Jesse, we're talking about a disturbing sign that's going on in the Vatican. Francis is partnering with Jeffrey Sachs. Who's Jeffrey Sachs? He's a Colombian.
Globalist, socialist, atheist, Jew, Marxist, global warming advocate, pro-abortion advocate, pro-contraception, depopulate the world. Everything that goes against Catholic social teaching, this man advocates. And he's speaking twice a month at the Vatican. He's an advisor to Bernie Sanders and Pope Francis.
Wow.
How's that for an intro?
Yeah. Say no more, Jesse. That just tells you, all his accomplishments, what's really disturbing, is that the population control. So he's advocating for families to contracept, to abort, everything that goes against Catholic teaching. And,
Catholics are already not struggling in those areas, Ruben. All you need is papal license, for Catholics to say, well, hey, you know what? The Pope says, he got no problem with it. His advisor says we should all be doing it. So this is bad optics. It sends a bad message.
Yeah. When the lefties, they look to the Vatican, they see this happening because it's the Vatican's supposed to be the Pope is supposed to be the moral authority when it comes to doctrine. And they say nothing when he when they speak as they should speak about sin and about things that are going to take us to hell, but when they when we speak against homosexuality or speak against transgenderism as you mentioned in the last segment, but yet when they talk about stuff like this, oh boy, he's the greatest thing since sliced bread and this global warming stuff. They're quick to jump on it, and when it's disturbing because when you they're inviting these people in like Jeffrey Sachs, it's the positions that they're taking it licenses them and Catholics, they say, well, it's happened, the bishops and the cardinals and the Pope are not saying anything about it, so it must be okay.
And Ruben, this is a strategy by the globalists in this country. The Democrats are always saying, hey, you know what? We can't allow foreign countries to interfere in U.S. elections. Well, that's exactly what they're trying to do right here.
Yeah.
They're using Jeffrey Sachs, who's a Democrat operative, to cuddle up to Pope Francis. And this way, Pope Francis, who's going to be influenced by this type of Marxist, global warming, socialist thought, is going to make statements where Pope Francis is going to exercise at least some degree of influence and the outcome of the U.S. elections. He's already made some statements against America. In fact, he says, I'm glad to see that I'm the first pope that Americans don't like or something like that. So he's being used by the Democrat politicians who obviously they're no fans of President Trump and his America First approach. And because Trump's America First approach, it clashes against Marxism and socialism. And so the U.S. is trying to use Pope Francis's bully pulpit to try to influence Catholics in the election. And I'll tell you, this saddens me because we're the same Catholic Church who, thanks to, in part, Pope John Paul II, who in his papacy, along with Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher, they were instrumental in bringing down the Iron Curtain from across Eastern Europe. And so that pope was totally against communism and socialism and Nazism, as long as Pope Benedict. But now, fast forward, now we're in the hands of a pontificate who's at least friendly to those who are the very enemies of Jesus Christ. to those who are the enemies of Pope John Paul II. And Pope John Paul II helped to defeat these enemies. And it's kind of insane right now because, you know, now Rome today has become kind of a mouthpiece for the global warming, for the globalists, for the climate change people. And you have all these pro-abortion, international pro-gay globalists like Jeffrey Sachs and others who are routinely showing up at the Vatican for conferences and for advisement of the Holy Father. Yeah. Ruben, this is absolutely nuts.
That's right. You know, those in charge are of keeping our faith free from heresy or error, they no longer flinch, Jesse. You know, when the likes of Jeffrey Sachs, you know, espouse views that are contrary to the faith and they're invited to speak at Vatican conferences. And it's all out in the open now. No protestations are heard from our shepherds. To me, you know, it means that the bishops no longer care or are afraid to speak up and defend the faith. It also means that the dark side now comfortable enough to have confidence that there will be no opposition to their agenda, you know, and Satan's free. You know, he's free. His existence is no longer recognized. He works in the open. You know, it used to be all hidden, and now it's all out in front of everybody to see. So, you know, popes in the past have, because these guys are speaking ill against the United States and against this president. But in the past, it wasn't so. You know, Pope Leo XIII, he said some great things about America. He says we highly esteem and love exceedingly the young and the vigorous American nation in which we plainly discern latent forces for the advancement alike of civilization and Christianity. Another quote, he says, and another consideration claims our earnest attention. All intelligent men are agreed, and we ourselves have with pleasure intimated its above that America seems destined for greater things. Now it's our wish that Catholic Church should not only share in, but help to bring about this prospective greatness. We deem it right and proper that she should, by availing herself of the opportunities daily presented to her, keep equal step with the Republic in the march of improvement, and at the same time striving to the utmost by her virtue and her institutions to aid in the rapid growth of the states. You know, you don't hear Pope Leo lambasting, you know, the United States for what they're doing.
Ruben, it's on the opposite. I forget, it was Pope Pius XII. I forget, one of the generals told him, sorry, Holy Father, for, you know, the tanks were very close to Rome, and I hope it didn't make a lot of noise. Pope Pius XII says, you know what? You can make all the noise you want, man, as long as you're out there protecting us from these evil regimes. Make all the noise with your tanks you want. I mean, it's a different tone, all the other popes, compared to Pope Francis, who was, again, being used by the political left and the international globalists to make statements against President Trump's presidency and the U.S. in general. The bishops and the pope, they're supposed to be the ones that sound the trumpet and you know, call us to arms, call us to battle. In 1 Corinthians 14:8, it says, again, if the trumpet does not sound a clear call, who will get ready for battle? So St. Paul is saying, you know what? If nobody's blowing the trumpet and calling us to battle, how are the church militant going to go fight? What I'm saying about that verse is that the trumpets right now from the bishops and the pope right now, it's silent. The culture of death, the issues that really affect us, the day-to-day issue that affects the blue-collar Catholic family, man, the trumpets are silent. And the Bible says that the trumpets are silent. Well, who's going to get ready for battle? Is it a wonder so many people have bought into the lies of the culture of death?
Yeah.
And for those people that make a big hay about global warming, let me tell you something. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 and 10, you could read it yourself. It says, when God comes back at the second coming of Christ, He's going to burn up planet Earth. So if you got a problem with global warming, you got a problem with the risen Lord Jesus Christ. When He comes back to planet Earth, I'm going to tell you again where you can read this at. If you've never read your Bible, it's 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 13. It talks there clearly about the second coming of Christ. He says that when I come back, I'm going to burn planet Earth. So let me tell you something. Why is everybody getting all excited about, we've got to save the planet, it's getting too hot? Well, guess what's going to happen? Jesus Christ is going to turn up the heat when He comes back. It's called Judgment Day. He's going to burn this planet up. So you want to save the planet? You know what? I'm just going to save my soul and save as many people's souls as I can, and I'm going to let Jesus deal with the planet. Yeah, I'm going to recycle. I'm not going to throw gum on the sidewalk. I'm not going to defecate or barf or urinate in public. I'm going to do my part, but I'm not going to turn this into a religion. The fact of the matter is, save your soul and let Jesus Christ take care of the planet. But you do your part. Don't live like, somebody, who's just reckless and lawless and disordered. Of course, we want to be wise stewards of the earth. Ruben?
That's right. Jesse, you couldn't have said it any better, man.
Ruben, I'm just having a meltdown here. And I'm saying, where has common sense gone in our church?
Common sense is not so common. No, it's not so common anymore, Jesse. That's right. We want the church to get back to teaching us the faith, to be our mother. You know, the earth is, you know, it's going to be, it's here today, going to be gone tomorrow.
It's going to be burned up completely.
Gone. And our soul is going to live on forever. So you're either going to live, you know, with Christ and the angels and the saints forever, or you're going to be burning in hell. So you make the choice, because it's you have free will. It's your choice. And don't get upset at us, because we're pointing out these things about...
We're sounding the trumpet.
You know, Jesse, it reminds me when you were saying about sounding the trumpet. Back when I was a kid, I remember there used to be a siren that used to go on. I think it was like on a Friday, the last Friday of the month or something. You would hear that siren that was going off in case it was a war, that we could get to the shelters and stuff like that. Did you remember that?
I remember that. I don't know what that was about. I think that was kind of a...
It was
trial run or something of
to get. Yeah, it was just a reminder. Hey, this is what's going to happen. This is to hear it. So they're not sounding. The Vatican is not sounding the trumpet. You know, and so when there is, we need to hear it. People are not going to have their ears. Aren't going to be tuned to it. They're not going to know the sound of the trumpet. You know, they're going to say, "Oh, that's a saxophone. That's not a trumpet." You know. So,
Ruben, I'm going to tell you this. This whole thing that Jeffrey Sachs is pushing upon the Vatican, and a lot of bishops are buying into it, and you can tell because they're quiet about it, so apparently they believe it. This is all man-centered. They believe that they can fix the earth through man-centered solutions, through what's called socialism, bigger government, and this goes against the catechism. I'm quoting Vatican II here. I'm not quoting the Council of Trent or Vatican I, where some of you can say, oh, you're quoting something. No, I'm quoting Vatican II, paragraph 675, 676. Read it yourself. It says this. I'm going to just paraphrase it. It says, you can't to try to have a man-made solution to build up the earth. That's a false. It's the catechism says false millenarianism, intrinsically perverse. This political strategy of we're going to make the earth better through our own human efforts. That's condemned by the Catholic Church. Done. Out.
And we can't get to heaven on our own. We can't. So remember, plug into Jesus, plug into his church, the perennial teachings of the church.
Pray the rosary every day, or you're not on the team.
All right, you've been listening to Jesus 911. Stay tuned for Hands On Apologetics with Gary Mashuda from the Midwest Command Center. We are out. 10-7. Time to go to Coffee Bean.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole Church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.